Well, if you pay attention to the movies anyway, the way you rob a bank is you hand that slip of paper to the teller saying, give us all the money, or you open the vault and go in and grab the cash. Well, our next segment is about a cash grab that really beats all the records for just purely the size of the haul. Sturt Bowen joins us now. He's Inspector General, Special Inspector General for the Iraq Reconstruction Program. He joins us from Washington, D.C. Stuart, good morning to you.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you. In this case, we're not talking about a bank. We're talking about a C-130 transport plane, a Hercules cargo plane that was part of an airlift of each flight carrying about $2.4 billion worth of cash 7 years ago going into Iraq to basically help the reconstruction program. Supposedly, this cash was based on assets in oil revenue and frozen Iraqi assets pre-invasion. Now, we've known for 7 years that $6.6 billion of the cash dollars, actually shrink-wrapped, that was brought into these planes, never materialized or just went missing. What's, first of all, the nature of the mystery, and do you think we'll ever solve it?
Well, first of all, this is Iraqi money. Let's be clear about that, not taxpayer money. But it was money that was within the control of the U.S. government during the first year of the occupation back in 2003 and 2004. So we had a fiduciary duty to oversee it, to manage it properly. And as my office reported 6 years ago now in our first audit of this fund, the Coalition Provisional Authority did not adequately oversee that money, did not adequately implement controls. And that led to a weakness that has made my job very difficult in accounting for what happened to it.
Well, it's very disheartening, certainly, to the people of Iraq, because the assets of Saddam Hussein and oil revenues were frozen and held by the U.S. Once
That's right.
The government was deposed, fell, those assets were redeemed in dollars, and that's what was flown in. That's why you say it's not taxpayer money. Are we talking about basically forklifts full of cash sort of
yes.
going away or is this an accounting issue where it just sort of vanished over the course of the chaos?
Well, it's both. This was cash that was really taken out of the Federal Reserve Bank, where all Iraqi oil revenues were deposited and still are, and then flown, as you said, to Baghdad over the course of 2003 and 2004, and delivered through the CPA to the interim Iraqi government and to the Central Bank of Iraq. The accounting for what happened to it thereafter, very hit and miss, mostly miss, and we have, my office, the Special Inspector General's office, have uncovered a number of cases of fraud and prosecuted and convicted people. Matter of fact, we just convicted our 53rd person this week from our investigations. But the real issue is what happened to that money after it was delivered to that chaotic situation that existed in Iraq in 2003 to deliver to the government.
Now, it sounds like from the story you're telling that the last time the money was seen intact was in the Bank of Iraq, or was it more like the Coalition Provisional Authority, and would there be a liability question here?
The liability question is outstanding, and during my last trip to Baghdad last month, my 30th trip, I did hear intimations from several leaders that the Iraqis may file a claim on this issue. So the story is by no means over.
Wow.
And it's not over on my bailiwick either. This latest piece of news arises simply from the fact that I'm working with the Pentagon to try and track from the U.S. side what the Department of Defense did with the money they had under its aegis back in 2005. And we are carrying out our third audit of this fund as we speak, and it will be out by the end of the summer, and we'll certainly, I hope, end our part of the story in telling what happened, as much as we can tell what happened to this money.
Now, of course, in the multiple trillions of dollars of era that we live in, where the financial meltdown just kind of reset our sense of what $1 billion actually is worth anymore, can you give me a sense of what a load of $6.6 billion in shrink-wrapped stacks of $100 bills actually would look like if we piled it somewhere?
Well, they were divided up into what came to be known back in 2003 as footballs, which were really $400,000 relatively small packages. They were called footballs because people would sometimes toss them around. And we have some photographic evidence of that from our earlier investigations. Needless to say, that's emblematic of a situation that has been described, I think, accurately as Wild West-like.
Yeah, that's really reassuring.
That beyond in 2003.
Yeah, it's really reassuring to imagine people throwing $400,000 packages around. But is this the kind of thing where, you know, it would be as big as a house, big as two houses? It would be like 10 stories tall?
Filled a cargo section of a C-17. I mean, it's very significant, and you would need, as you said, forklifts to move it around.
Which would, I suppose, narrow the group of suspects to people with forklifts, although you're looking at anywhere in the region, right?
Well, it has been extremely difficult to track it despite the size of it, simply because it sort of went over the transom into the interim Iraqi government and then out into the ether, so to speak. And we have been tracking as best as we can and convicted some people, but most of our information remain as allegations.
Well, what a significant challenge. Out into the ether, a kind of mysterious stimulus program, $6.6 billion gone missing. U.S. dollars, but Iraqi assets gone missing, and the whereabouts of that money, a mystery for the last 7 years. Stuart Brown is the Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction. Thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you. Good to be with you, John.